Jason Wilde is brought to you by Boucher Automotive, where we ride with you every mile. 18 dealerships, 15 brands, and thousands of vehicles in stock. Check them out at Boucher.com.
Everybody on the planet, there should get information about the Green Bay Packers from Jason Wilde every day of the year. You go to WisconsinOnDemand.com, you can listen to Wilde and Tosh. Or the spectacular conversation that always exists between Jason Wilde and the doctor of football, Brian Bulaga. Doc, take over. You always start with some degree of niceness.
Jason, good evening. How you doing?
Well, before I can begin, since I haven't talked to you since Wednesday, let me just say, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy belated birthday to you. And thanks to Abby for posting that on Facebook. You looked great with the kids. Happy birthday. I can't believe you're already 43 years old. It feels like yesterday that you retired. You've really aged a lot since you started working with Homer and Tausch and me.
It's amazing that the NFL, he retired at 19.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, what do you got for me today, guys?
All right, so my first question, obviously we know we got the coaches' meetings and everything going on, and obviously Goody – I was interviewed today, and I'm going to just start right away with kind of what your thoughts on kind of what he was talking about with Jordan Love and the contract extension, that preliminary talks have begun. Mm-hmm. What are you hearing about that? Or I mean, do you think this is kind of a in-training camp type deal getting done?
Yeah, really interesting stuff from him today, I thought. Because, look, as you well know, as someone who got further contracts after his rookie deal. NFL teams are notoriously cheap. They do not want to pay a penny more than they have to for players. They just don't. And I think, and I want to thank my colleagues who were kind enough to send me the transcript since I'm not in Orlando. If I was, I would have swung by and seen you, of course, because Tausch is convinced that Florida is a very small state and it's very easy to get from one notable city to another. But, I didn't go this year. I would have liked to have been sitting there with him to ask him some questions. But the guys that were down there did a great job. There's a lot of interesting things that came out of it. We're going to try and get the audio and get it chopped up. But from the Love perspective, he sounds like a guy who's eager to pay him. And, talking about how he's had him in the building for 4 years and that every move we make comes with a measure of risk, but there's a lot less risk when you've been around a guy for 4 years. And there's part of me that wants to say, the Giants had been around Daniel Jones for 4 years, too. And so,
Jason, interrupt. They've always known he was a great person. They didn't know if he was a great player.
You're exactly right. And I hate doing this because, as Tausch loves to point out, I always say how much I like Jordan. I really like him as a person. And you heard David Bakhtiari with Tausch and me last week say how much he likes Jordan as a person, how no one can root anything but for him. No one could root against him. And that's David, who lost his best friend to the trade that sent Rodgers to the Jets. And so you're right. They always knew the kind of guy he is. He's a hard worker. He's conscientious. He's humble. Now, as David mentioned in our conversation, most guys stay who they are, but there are guys that get paid and suddenly are not the same person anymore. I don't believe that Jordan is that type of guy. I also don't believe that what we saw in the final eight regular season games and the playoff game against Dallas was an aberration. I do think there are still bumps in the road and growing pains and defensive coordinators who now have a better idea of how to attack him and defend him that are going to make things tough. But I do not believe he will be some degree of good. He will not be, regressing to the point of being mediocre or bad. The question is he going to be as good as he looked at times during that 9-game stretch? And if he is, then he will be worth every penny, just like Aaron Rodgers was worth every penny on the two extensions he signed before the 3-year, $150 million one that he only played 1 year of before being traded. But Goody sounds like, you know, we're going to take our time on this. It's not going to happen right away, but there is zero hesitation for the organization to back up the truckload of cash that they're going to be giving their quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. My next thing was kind of, I know you've been kind of looking through the transcript. What did you take away from what he said about Aaron Jones and kind of how that thing kind of worked itself out? I mean, it kind of, I mean, you know, I guess I don't talk to Goody and interview Goody as much as you guys do. Still seems like he's a little bit, you know, that one hurt him a little bit. Like that was one that he didn't want to happen, but you know, the way it panned out is the way it panned out. But what did you kind of take away from it?
Yeah, you've obviously been on the player side. I've been on the media side. None of us has been as a personnel guy. But, you know, RIP Ted. I loved working with Ted and covering Ted. I always respected the hell out of him. I always thought he got a bad rap. I didn't think he was as boring as people thought. But one of the things that he would always say was, well, that's just kind of how it worked out, Jason. And yep. He said that including when he traded up to draft Clay Matthews. And I even said to him, Clay, Ted, that's not just how it worked out. You traded up to take him. If you if it would have worked out that way, you would have had to stay at the spot you were, and he would have had to fall to you. And that's not what happened. So, you know, and he laughed. And I don't – my problem with this is, and again, I'm going to take grief because I'm a – Aaron Jones guy, and I have said this before. I know I said it to you guys. I believe that there are certain players. If you want to get rid of Brian Bulaga a year too early instead of a year too late, I would prefer you didn't, but I can see teams doing that, and it happened to you, right? You had more good years left in you, and they got rid of you, and the way things worked out with the Chargers, Goody was probably sitting there going, see, we made the right call on 75, right?
Yep.
But
yep.
I think there are, but I have argued that there are a handful of players, and this is not to besmirch you because you're going to be a Packers Hall of Famer and you were a fantastic player. But there's another echelon of player, and it's very selective, but players that are so good and are so vital to your team and who epitomize what your team is about. I think those guys that you would call the heart and soul of your team, like they called Aaron Jones. And so the three guys that I have said over the last 20 years of me covering this team that deserve that moniker, because I would argue the first 10 years I covered this team, I probably didn't know it as well as I do now. Three players, Charles Woodson, Jordy Nelson, Aaron Jones. Those three guys deserved not to be, it's better to get rid of them a year too early than a year too late. They deserve to be, it was okay that we got rid of them a year too late. And by the way, they put Donald Driver in that category in 2012. He won Dancing with the Stars and was not the same player that he had been in his prime, and they brought him back anyway. And there were times, you remember this, Brian, when he was inactive on game day.
Yep.
Inactive.
Yep.
And so the idea for Goody to get to tell those guys in Orlando that that's just the way it worked out. No, it's not. You had a number that you were willing to bring them back at. It was sub $4 million for 2024 plus some incentive money. You weren't willing to pay him. That's why it worked out that way. And I would argue that this is a tech, and I will say this to Goody's face. I'm not saying it behind his back. But I would argue that this is a technique that he uses because he did it with Jordy. I know for a fact that the offer for Jordy to return on a pay cut for the 2018 season was 1 year, $2 million. And I also know that he was ready to take it because he loved being a Packer and his wife didn't want to leave here. And so he was going to take it. And I know for a fact that Rodgers and Adams were two of the people that said, Jordy, you can't do it. You're worth way more than this. You cannot take that. That is an insulting offer. And that's how he ended up getting paid by the Raiders, playing 1 year there, and then ending up retiring. So I think when they made an offer that was below $4 million to a guy who was supposed to be paid $12 million, I think that was their way of saying he has to say no to this. There's no way he's going to take it. So now we could start looking for an alternative. That's my read. Brian, tell me if I'm wrong in anything that I just said there.
No, to me it seems exactly. And you're probably right with Goody's tactic. That's kind of the way that it seems like he does it. And they put an offer to him that they knew he would refuse.
He say, I need six? And
I'm
sure that's what Drew Rosenhaus said.
Oh, okay.
And then they said, no, this is the offer.
Oh, all right.
So they don't ever come, they don't ever make an offer and then go up higher after that offer?
Who knows? Maybe it was even lower. Maybe it was even lower and they moved up to just under four.
Yeah, they might have started at 2.5, 3, to be honest with you.
So they believe the best of Aaron Jones was the end of this year and they don't want
to
gamble on that occurring again. I mean, that their number says that, right?
Yeah,
they don't want to be influenced at all. He had a great run. He's old. That's not going to happen again. If you believed he could do that again, you don't offer him that amount.
Correct. Doesn't matter what you said about he'll absolutely be back and all that other stuff. It tells you everything you need to know. And again, I understand. I do not have the same allegiance to Aaron Jones. I like him. We had a good, really good working relationship. But I get a lot of grief about Jordy Nelson. But the bottom line is that Jordy Nelson, A, was going to accept the deal that low. B, would have had a much more productive 2018 with the Packers than he did with the Raiders. And he still had 60 catches with the Raiders. Even as dysfunctional as things have gotten between Rodgers and McCarthy, you guys probably still make the playoffs, even though, Rodgers is playing with a broken bone in his kneecap and everything else. But this is how they do things. And I'm not even because look, Aaron Jones is going to go to Minnesota and he's probably going to get hurt. He's probably not going to be as productive as he was in those final five games last year. And Goody's going to be able to say, see, I told you we made the right call. It is clear that he is willing to pay people, though, because he talked about Xavier McKinney with those guys today in Orlando, and he basically was like, I can't believe this guy was available.
Right.
He is a game-changing type player, and he said basically the only way you get a player like that normally is through a trade.
Yeah. We both have a question for you.
Everyone wants to let him walk.
Yeah, we both have a question for you because we've run out of time, but we both have said, and I'm going to hang on to Doc whenever I can. Whenever he agrees with me, I'm going to use it that way and lead with that. McKinney's the man. McKinney is running the defensive backfield. He's in charge. Jair might be the best player at his position, but there's no doubt the leader of the back end is Xavier and will be Xavier McKinney from the beginning. Do you want to join that club?
I do, and it's a good thing Brian and I have 3 hours tomorrow because he's our cousin sub for Tausch on Wilde and Tausch.
Thanks, Jason. Yeah.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Jason Woolley, all Packers all the time. We do have some quotes from the NFL meetings, owners meetings, and where are they? Where's the nice place they're at now? Is it Palm Springs, Florida?
They're in Orlando, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. At Disney.
Tough life. Next.
Yeah.